I just think to give you an update on our injury report. We had one addition to our injury report from yesterday. Joe Holly was added. He was a full participant. He had an illness, but he was able to fully participate. And then there were no changes from yesterday. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, could you talk about some of the Saints personnel? Junior Gallette is a guy they've talked about for years, and looks like he may have a role in the new defense.
Well, he's going to play one of their outside linebackers. We're not really sure. He's played both on the right and left, played strong and weak. And that's one of the unique things about the first game. You really don't know where he's going to line up, but I think we'll have a pretty good idea after the first series or two. And I think he's a very athletic guy, big, strong outside linebacker that fits what you're looking for in a 3-4 defense.
And you have safeties here, but Harper and Jenkins, they've turned into be a pretty good combo down there. How do you look at those guys?
Well, Roman Harper is very experienced. He can play a lot of roles. They've been moving him around. Jenkins is an experienced guy, and then they added Kenny Vaccaro in the first round, I think, in the fifth. He was a top 15 pick. He's a very athletic guy, so they've got some players that they can utilize in their sub package in terms of trying to match up against the different personnel groupings that teams are going to show them.
And Keenan Lewis coming over from Pittsburgh, what do y'all project him to add to that unit?
Well, I think he adds experience. He's an experienced corner that's played a lot of games. Jabari Greer on the other side is has been their most productive player in terms of making plays on the ball. But it's a good tandem. I really think that they've got they've got the makings of being a very good defense. I know statistically they weren't where they wanted to be last year. That's why there's a new coordinator in there, and I know Rob will have them ready to go.
Can you put Roddy's consecutive games played streak in perspective, 128 games?
Well, I'm trying to do the math. I don't know how many years that eight years. It says a lot about the type of player Roddy White is. And since we've been here, he's undoubtedly been the toughest player on our team. There's been there's been times that he's had to fight through things to get out there on the field, and I don't know that there's anyone quite like him on our roster.
When you've got that history and he's going through what he's going through now, do you kind of gauge his status based upon what you know about him?
Again, I think we've said from the very beginning, after the Baltimore game, that we had no doubt that Roddy White was going to be prepared and ready to go for our opener. Barring any setbacks, that's what's going to happen on Sunday.
Fantastic yesterday. Just in terms of padded practices, how many do you have during the season?
Last year we had 7. And again, we'll probably go somewhere between the 7 and 9 is the projection. And some of those padded practices that we have will be half practices. We'll take the pads off after we've done the work that we feel like we need to do in terms of our run game. So you're allowed to have the first 11 weeks of the season, you're allowed to have one a week, and then in the last 6 weeks of the season, you're only allowed to have 3. You pick when you have them. So the most you can have by the collective bargaining agreement is 14.
So that was
about half of what you're allowed to have last year. And we've pretty much done that all the years that we've been here. The only difference is that we may come out before the CBA dictated only 1 a week. We would come out and we'd have a quarter of a practice in pads, and you've seen us take the pads off and finish it, and then the next day have a quarter of the practice in pads or 3/4 of the practice in pads and take them off. Now we've got to come out and only can have pads on 1 day a week.
They still the larger interior offensive line in the league, even though Nick's left a couple of years ago.
They're very big and they're very physical up front, and I think one of the things that Coach Payton talked about early in camp is that they want to run the ball better than they ran the ball last year. So we anticipate, even though they got a great quarterback and great skilled players, they've got 3 very good running backs, and we think we're going to see them try to run the football on us as well.
Coach, just one of the film guys was talking about Steven Jackson's ability to press the hole. And what does that mean?
Well, it means that he gets to the line of scrimmage quickly and presses the hole and presses the line of scrimmage, which in turn gives him more options once you get into the hole to cut to the right, cut to the left. He's not one of the guys that's going to bounce and looks to take it way outside. He's going to press the hole, and he's going to be more of a north-south runner than an east-west runner.